1986, the Spanish governor named our village St. Ferdinand, which was used until June 26, 1939, when we went back to our French name, Florissant. Celebrate 75 years of a place called Florissant in the 600 block of St. Francis between Cordy's Frame Shop and our old city halls. Join our street party at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, June 25th. Then on the June 26th anniversary, we're back to work with town hall meetings at our Civic Center Theater to discuss the next 75 years for Florissant. The 4th of July concert and fireworks at the Egan Center starts our summer concert series, followed by 7 Saturday night summer concerts at St. Ferdinand Lake and 3 more Wednesday night outs in Old Town. Visit FlorissantMall.com to learn more about the beautiful city and the Valley of Flowers. And we'll see you at the celebrations.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, N629. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
TrueCar.com. It's the new way to buy a car. Hey, it's Leah. TrueCar.com users save an average of $3,000 off MSRP. First, go to TrueCar.com and see what others paid for the car you're looking for. Then, register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. Finally, print out your TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a hassle-free buying experience. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
Don't miss the gigantic garage sale this Friday and Saturday at St. Michael's Parish on Sutherland Road near Laclede Station Road in Shrewsbury. Proceeds from the garage sale benefit Melissa's Hope Orphanage in Haiti.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tuna lovers rejoice at Subway. Right now, you can enjoy this month's feature footlong with everything you love. Tuna is the $6 footlong special this June only. Subway, eat fresh.
One simple strategy could have the biggest impact on your income in retirement, the lifestyle you enjoy, and ultimately, how much you pass on to your kids. Learn what it is on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1, right here on 550 KTRS.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partner. And him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
sexual intercourse.
Oh. Well, that's a proper term for it. A lot of people have other names for it, but that's appropriate for the airwaves. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 24th edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Not to be name-dropping, but Mr. Price will actually be at my house tonight. I'll talk more about it later, but as you know, when the temperature dropped in January to 10 below zero, a pipe burst and messed up about half our finished basement, so we got a lot of remodeling and stuff to be done. And guess who's in charge of the bathroom? Thompson Price will have no other. And now,
hey!
A round of introductions. Our control board is operated by Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, then now is a great time to call Mark and Jason and sit down with them for an absolutely free consultation.
What if somebody cannot sit, like they have a medical disorder and they have to stand? Would they stand?
Standing
stand
is okay.
For a meeting?
I just got the word. Standing is okay.
Right.
They just allowed that.
Good to know.
And for their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
The man who sometimes wears $1.98 shirts, but you'd never know it. He's a bargain hunter, a shopper. He's got female hormones when it comes to shopping, but he knows a good bargain when he sees it. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Red Boy is working on a column. Remember that Hints from Heloise where she would give you little tips and how to do different, how to shine your shoes with a banana peel and that kind of stuff. And he said, as we are rebuilding and redoing our bathroom, he says, if you ever run out of caulk, like around, and he actually is coming to the house tonight, every bathroom in our house over a period of about 10 years was either redone or built from scratch, new, by Thompson Price. Every one. And the one downstairs, the carpet's going to have to come out because of the pipe that burst. I can give you the date. The evening was January 11th. The 7th, it had dropped to 10 below. And the 11th, the pipe decides to burst and put 4,000 gallons of water in our basement. So he's actually going to come out tonight to do some measuring for tile because as we... Here's something I'd like to share with the men who are thinking about getting married. This is another thing you need to be prepared for. This was a flooding situation. So when the insurance adjuster came out, they gave us only enough money to replace carpet and baseboard and some drywall and paint. My wife has decided to turn this into a major remodeling job. She's having the light fixture replaced in the bathroom, which has nothing to do with the burst pipe.
It's No water ever hit the light fixture
above the mirror. So she wants that redone. She wants the doors all painted white instead of walnut. That's not a flooding issue. That's not so she's taken and about tripled the amount we're going to end up spending on the basements. That's what women do. That's just another warning. I hope you guys are keeping a list. You guys think about getting married because over the years, we've given you a lot of reasons not to get married. And I hope you're keeping up with this. So he's going to come out and measure to make sure we have the right measurements for tile and to take her husband's net worth, her young husband, $15 million. Now think about that. His net worth is $15 million, yet they live in an $11 million apartment. That doesn't really add up. Somebody must have really helped them with that money. Well, it couldn't have been the parents, her parents. They were dead broke at one time. Oh, that's right. They're not anymore. I don't mean to get into politics, but is there anybody in the United States that doesn't who struggles and works hard that doesn't find this ridiculous? For her to, and it's going to be interesting to see how she re-spins this when she says, I'm not truly well off. And it also bugs me that Jenna Bush Hager, George W.'s daughter, is a reporter also on NBC. I would assume it's a similar deal, $600,000. She's not that good, yet because she's who she is, she gets a job and a salary that wouldn't it have been great if some hard-working, studious kid got that job that really got it because they were good as opposed to who they were? That's the way the world works, folks. It just is. You need to know that if you're young and you're getting into the workplace. If you can make a connection, if you can call in a marker, a favor, if your uncle or you use it. Use it. If some you know somebody who knows somebody, because that's how it still works. On the Today Show this morning, and I'll be curious to see if this becomes an issue or how many other people noticed it or it bothered them. This business about surprise reality, knock on the door, they don't expect us, they don't know we're coming, and the person that was doing, oh my God, it's Al Roker, or these reality shows. What a lot of people don't seem to understand is there's nothing reality about them. There's a camera and a crew. How can what you're doing in any way be real when you know you're on camera? Now, something happened this morning that I found it so laughable. Al Roker goes to the home of a woman who's a huge Today Show fan. She's obsessed with Today. She even admitted sometimes she's late for work because there's a segment on the Today Show and she has to watch it. So Al surprises her this morning by going to the door of her home, and she opens the door and there's Al Roker, and he and Hoda Kotb are going to ride with her. She's going to drive, and they're going to drive into NBC, and she's going to visit the Today Show.
Al says as he approaches the house, she has no idea. Now, she opens the door, and she is dressed perfectly. She's dressed like somebody who knows she's headed to the NBC studios. Not only that, on the back of her head, coming out of her hair, is that squiggly cord that they hook people on TV up with. She's obviously been mic'd and prepped. So to go to the door, oh, Al Roker! She not only knew it, the NBC people had gone in and mic'd her. It was ridiculous. I don't know why things like that bother me. I'm tired of fraud, fakery, hypocritical stuff.
Do you think that they could have said, you're one of the finalists for this?
No, I don't.
We'd like to get you ready just in case.
No, I don't think that at all. I think she knew exactly what was going to happen. And I think that sometimes they just think we're stupid, I guess. We're not that stupid. Now, I love this. The news now that came out yesterday is that kids are getting too many vitamins in their cereal.
Whoa.
It's what? Called over-fortified cereals, and kids are getting too much vitamin A, D, and niacin. I mean, we're either not getting enough nourishment and we're missing.
You could cut
now,
back on that.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy, you better lay off the vitamins.
About that niacin.
Yeah. No more vitamin D, Jimmy.
Hey, going back to that Today Show thing.
Yeah.
Where you said it was planned. I can't remember what artist it was. It was a big artist that stopped by and they said, oh my God, it's so and so.
Like they didn't expect.
But Matt Lauer had every question completely lined up, ready to go.
Oh yeah. Of course they knew he was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish they'd stop thinking we're dumb. Well, I'm going to have to share this with you because it's news and it's the real deal. It's out of New York University, the completions of a big study. And here's what they found. Casual sex, where there's no commitment, no emotional attachment, is good for you.
Really?
Whoa.
This is from New York University, published earlier this month. Dispels the popular misconceptions that casual sex can leave participants with low self-esteem and self-worth following a sexual encounter with someone who isn't a long-term partner.
Hmm.
They asked people to keep diaries for several weeks, write down how they felt after casual sex, and guess what? They felt fantastic!
Man!
And at the very bottom, it says, turns out that women enjoy a spot of casual sex as much as men do.
Wow. Don't we have a service?
Yes, we do. It's called the Casual Sex Service.
Oh.
And thanks for mentioning
it. Yeah.
I almost didn't mention it. I'll save this for later. This is about that St. Charles County student who's deaf, and her parents are suing the school district for violation of her rights. They're saying that they didn't do enough. They discriminated against her because of her disability, meaning they didn't have the right services for. She's deaf. It's not a deaf school. It's a public school. I don't want to, take sides here. I don't know all the facts, but if you're blind and you go to public school, what are you going to sue them because they don't have a Braille teacher and they don't have Braille equipment? And my goodness, there are schools for deaf people and blind people. But again, I don't know. I found it. We get back to this. We're in an age where everybody sues everybody every time something isn't exactly the way they want it. And then Jane O'Donnell of USA Today has written a great story about, over the years, the stories that we all got caught up in and we felt so bad for somebody only to find out we were duped. Like the woman who said her daughter had cancer and she shaved her head and she didn't have cancer and she got all this money from people. Like this Kentucky Fried Chicken story with this little girl with the scars where it turns out it looks like now they never were in a Kentucky Fried Chicken. They've looked at the surveillance video. They weren't there. It's hogwash, probably. And remember Balloon Boy? Remember that where they said their kid got carried away?
Oh, yes.
So anymore. It does show, though, that Americans are compassionate people and we're willing to cough up money. But now we're getting to the point where you got to wonder, am I being duped or is this the real deal? Over the weekend, we didn't mention it yesterday, Katie Couric got married. Do you think she's cute?
I think she's cute.
I think Katie Couric is cute.
Yeah, I do too.
For her age, I think she's a hot chick.
Yeah, she's 56, I think, something like that, 55, 56.
Yeah, easily. She might be 60.
No, I don't think so. I think she's...
Pull it up. How old is Katie Couric?
I think she's 56.
But I always thought she was cute.
Maybe 57.
57.
Way to go, Dan. And then there's a big news that a very famous singer, Stink, says he's not going to leave his money to his kids.
I think it's Sting.
Is it? What is it?
Sting?
No. Says he's going to spend it all. Boy, don't you know his kids are just, what? Because he's worth $300 million. And he goes, yep, we're going to spend it all. We're not leaving anything. You've got to make it on your own. I guess I get it. He means well, but come on, Dad. How about just like $100 million of it? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Had two jokes in mind today. I'll go with this one. We'll do the other one tomorrow. This is a... psychiatrist jokes to me are funny. Deathbed jokes are funny. Any doctor joke is funny. And this guy has an appointment with a psychiatrist. He's never seen the psychiatrist before. So he goes in and he sits down in a recliner and kind of puts his feet up, lies back and reclines a little bit. Psychiatrist says, so talk to me. What's going on? He says, well, I'm a history teacher, American history, and I love history, and my specialty is the Native American Indians. He says, Doc, do you know the difference between a wigwam and a teepee? And the doctor says, no, I really don't. I thought they were the same thing. He says, no, they're not the same thing. They're almost the same, but a teepee is more portable. The nomadic Indians tended to use those because they traveled around. They could take the teepee with them. Wigwam is a little more permanent. And I'm so obsessed with all this, Doc, honest to goodness, every night, I dream, and it's so realistic that I've started to think that sometimes I think I'm a wigwam, and then sometimes I think I'm a teepee, and then sometimes I think I'm a wigwam, and then sometimes I think I'm a teepee. The doctor says, well, it's obvious. You're too tense.
Meep, meep. All right, we've had some problems out there this afternoon. Let's see how traffic looks now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the good news is that accident was cleared on eastbound 70 near Highway Z. All lanes are now open. You still have a backup, or it's still heavy right around the Forestell area, but then it opens up as you make your way towards Wentzville Parkway. Westbound 70, slow pockets now from Jennings Station through Lucas and Hunt, 170 past the airport to about Lindbergh. You're slow again from Highway 370 out through Bryan Road. Now, on southbound 270, things are just a little bit slow now between Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 170 stacks up still from Highway 70 to 270. Eastbound 270, you're jamming up Missouri Bottom through New Florissant downtown. Eastbound 40, slowing Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Then westbound 40, the usual slow areas, Kings Highway through McCausland, from Lindbergh out through Mason, and then we're just heavy now the Spirit Overpass to the Boone Bridge. This report brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. If you can't beat rush hour traffic, you may as well enjoy it. And there's no better way to enjoy it than with a delicious Mrs. Freshley's snack cake. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Erin O'Neill Hayes in for Kelly Jackson. Wednesday morning on McGraw Live, Dr. Brad Freeman from Washington University's School of Medicine joins us with his weekly medical news segment, and Kat Neville from Feast Magazine drops by the studio with a pair of great restaurants to try. Tim Weiland has traffic, Jim Holder brings you sports updates, and I'll have local news all morning long. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Make way for the sexagenarians. The rebels of the 60s are in their 60s and back on the road again. The generation that once threatened to drop out is more likely to drop in on family and friends. But they won't be doing it in a flower-powered VW bus, more likely in an RV with all the comforts of a luxury condo. So wave to that sexagenarian. He's probably somebody's grandpa. For the times, they're still a-changin', and the winds, they're still a-blowin'. For the highways, they're a-rangin', and that big thing that they're towin' is their easy-ridin' way to enjoy each passin' day.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, a lot of people think there's a stigma or some sort of embarrassment to be facing foreclosure. But Steve Scallon from the St. Louis Home Retention Group, it's a lot more common than people think.
Yes, Scott, you're exactly right. Surprisingly enough, one out of every four families out there is in a position to where they are either behind on their mortgage or getting ready to fall behind on their mortgage. Those are the people that we can help put themselves in a secure financial situation going forward by taking advantage of the mortgage programs that are available to them.
How do they do that to save their home?
You know what, Scott? It's simple. You pick up the phone and you call 636-527-5121. Right here in West County. We're going to sit down and do a free analysis of your eligibility. It'll be explained to you in detail, and then you'll make the decision as to whether you want us to help you or not.
That number again?
636-527-5121.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group, saving families one home at a time.
This is Laurie Heisey from Heisey Advisory Group. The average retirement lasts 30 years. It's easy to see why the number one fear of people about to retire is running out of money. 30 years ago, a gallon of milk was almost half the cost, the average car was under $7,000, and the average income was just over $12,000. Does your retirement income plan account for the effects of inflation? There's an easy way for you to get a steady, predictable, guaranteed income stream and hedge against inflation. Call Heisey Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116 and find out if these solutions would be right for you. Protect your gains, hedge against inflation, get a stable, predictable, guaranteed income stream, and most of all, have the peace of mind you deserve. Call Heisey Advisory Group now at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116.
Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Global Financial Private Capital.
Things don't go bump in the night. Intruders do. Strangers who are eager to help themselves to your hard-earned property. And if they have to hurt someone in the process, well, that's just part of the job. If you want to prevent intruders from invading your home, we want to give you a powerful free gift, one that may dramatically reduce your risk of a home break-in. For a limited time, the security experts at Protect Your Home are giving away a state-of-the-art ADT-monitored home security system, absolutely free, only if you call 1-800-900-1895. Stop the intruders before they get started by calling for your free ADT-monitored home security system. There's no better way to help protect your home and your family. Call in the next 5 minutes and we'll even give you four additional sensors absolutely free. Call Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized dealer, at 1-800-900-1895. That's 1-800-900-1895.
License numbers and terms available at protectyourhome.com. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring contract required.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
I'm Larry Connors.
You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Okay, George, grab it in.
Having trouble moving the refrigerator to your basement?
Yeah.
If you need to move stuff around your home or to your new house.
Ow, my back. I gotta put this down.
Call Simple Moves.
Simple Moves?
They're a locally owned and operated full-service moving company that has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. They'll move stuff around your house or from one place to another at the lowest rates in the St. Louis area.
We should have called Simple Moves.
Call 314-963-3416 or go to simplemoves.com. Simple Moves. Making your moves simple.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
It's time for the legendary. I don't throw that name or that term around loosely. The legendary Mike Evans from Southern California. Brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. There's no way in a couple of seconds or 10 seconds or 15 seconds I could begin to tell you what type quality of service and food you're talking about when you go to Annie Gunn's. You're just going to have to experience it for yourself. Not inexpensive, but worth every single dollar. And just a quick suggestion. Appetizer, potato pancakes with applewood bacon. Oh, my goodness. Annie Gunn's, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. Proud to present. That's right, the legendary. Mike Evans. How do you like that? You like that legendary? You like that legendary?
That's very nice. I like that.
Yeah, okay. I thought you would. What's going on?
We start off with a pop quiz question. Play along. Let's see how you're doing as you drive home from work there in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
Name the name of the make of car that was named after a ritzy subdivision in Palm Springs, California. Is it the Chevy, Camaro, the Cadillac, El Dorado, or the Ford, Thunderbird? I'll give you the answer in just a minute, and I think Franco Opinion should take himself out of this game.
Okay.
Love Nuggets, the on-again, off-again relationship between Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones appears to be off again. Yeah, a little sad. On the other hand, Uma Thurman and Quentin Tarantino are going strong, and they could be getting married. That is so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Sports shorts. If there are two sports stars who are loved publicly, but people who know them can't stand them, it would be golfer Phil Mickelson and soccer star Hope Solo, who, of course, was arrested over the weekend. Hope is just a mean-spirited, a very, very unhappy person, miserable to be around, and tends to be violent. One of her former teammates said that if they had lost the Olympics, it probably would have been okay with most of the team because it would have destroyed Hope, is the pun there, and that would have made it almost worthwhile.
Now, the Mickelson thing, oddly enough, does not surprise me, and I can't explain why, but there's always been something about Phil Mickelson that bothered me.
He is in front of cameras, he's all smiles, and he plays it up.
Yeah.
Other golfers won't even sit next to him in the locker rooms, in the clubhouses. And, of course, that story's been out there for years that Mickelson, who gambles hundreds of thousands of dollars, was millions of dollars in debt for gambling debts. And that's why he went to Callaway and cut a deal with them, a lifetime arrangement to endorse Callaway, and they paid something like $3 million in gambling debts off that they were really leaning on to get their money. Big gambler. He and I got into a thing one time. It was on a Tuesday. It was the Bob Hope Desert Classic, and I was down at where they were playing at the Classic Club, the Bob Hope, and I was he was there, all the golfers were there playing a practice round, and I was walking with him and talking to him about the tournament, and then I said, boy, the Chargers sure blew it in the playoffs Sunday. And he went off on me.
Because he's from San Diego.
And he lost, apparently he lost $600,000 on the game. Yeah. He just went off on me.
You know, you'll love this because you're a golfer, and Dan will remember this, and I don't know if Piano was with us or not. Chichi Rodriguez walked out us in an interview.
Oh, he did.
I was back here, but he walked out.
Yep.
Why is that?
Well, because he's a jerk, and we were at a...
We said it was coming up, but the news was coming up, so he didn't know we had like a 10-minute break.
We were at a pro-am thing at a nice club here in St. Louis. This was years ago when I used to go out and broadcast from remote locations, which I don't do anymore, but there's Chichi Rodriguez. We said, Chichi, would you mind just doing 5 minutes with us? And he said, okay, and we said it'll just be, you know, just about five minutes or so. Now, we meant we'll be on in 5 minutes. He thought we'd be finished in 5 minutes, so he sat there and goes, what's going on? And I said, in 5 minutes. Well, I thought you meant it would only take 5 minutes. He said, no, and got up and just walked off after we had said, hey, coming up, Chichi Rodriguez. And by the time we came back out of the break, he's gone. So we just tore him apart. We just ripped him. Because he just walked off on his
own. What a jerk.
Well, yeah, what difference would 5 more minutes have really made?
Really?
Oh.
Oh, it's enough to piss off the Pope.
Yeah, well, edit out the PIS.
All right.
Odds and ends, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. Spent $200,000 on a huge skateboard park that they built in their backyard in Los Feliz, California, for their daughter. Well, Shiloh's 8th birthday party present.
Who hasn't done that for their kids?
Who hasn't done that? Yeah. When Kendall Kardashian and her 16-year-old half-sister Kylie showed up at the Mall of America in Minneapolis for a book signing of that novel that nobody believes, of course, that they actually wrote.
Of course not.
No surprise, 5 people were there.
Yeah, I love
five
it.
5 people were there.
I love it.
Alec Baldwin has been a spokesperson for the New York Philharmonic Orchestra for years, but with his recent bad behavior, they've asked him to step down.
That's
thank you very much.
Pretty classy answer.
And a bumper sticker. I saw a bumper sticker yesterday that read, Monica Lewinsky's ex-boyfriend's wife for president.
I get it.
I liked it.
I get it. I like
several
it.
Times.
I like it.
Fair it all out.
Now, you remember the great joke, why, now let me make sure I get this right. Why doesn't Chelsea have any brothers or sisters? Monica Lewinsky.
Yes, they do. I remember
Monica
that.
Lewinsky ate them.
Yes. I swallowed them, was actually.
Oh, all
see,
right.
You had to take all it right. to another level.
Okay. All right, Ian.
No.
Anyway.
No.
Pop, final, and final. Name the name of the make of car that was named after a ritzy subdivision in Palm Springs, the Chevy Camaro, the Cadillac Eldorado, or the Ford Thunderbird.
I'm out. I'm disqualified because I do think I know.
I'll go Cadillac.
Eldorado.
Idiots.
In Palm Springs, 1952, Frank Sinatra was the first to build a house on a new subdivision known as Thunderbird Heights.
Ooh.
Henry Ford Jr. visited Sinatra, liked the name, hence the word Thunder. Ford Thunderbird was born.
And wasn't that where Gerald Ford lived?
Yes, and Obama bought a house in Thunderbird Heights, reportedly his last time out here a few weeks ago.
Really?
So he's going to be locating out here after he's president.
You guys would be good friends and golf together.
You know what? I wouldn't even golf with him.
Well, now that's Mike Evans speaking there.
I don't want to golf with him.
You would. If somebody said, hey, I've lined up a golf President Obama, you'd go.
Absolutely, I would.
Seriously.
And I take his money too.
Sure. Well, what does he play? What does he shoot? Do you know? I don't know.
I think he's like a 18, 19 handicap.
Oh, you can
I'm
take
a 9
him.
Or 10.
Yeah, you can take him.
I beat him like a redheaded stepchild waiting for the school bus and take his lunch money to boot.
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Mike Evans Live Hollywood. See ya.
Remember, there was speculation that Michelle had a real estate agent meet her when they were out in California to go hunting for a house. Apparently, there was something to that. Boy, it didn't take them long to pick something. But I'm sure they have somebody who knows exactly what they're looking for. And all they have to really do is take one quick look and go, yeah, we're good with that. And that's it. It's not a big deal. That was Mike Evans from Southern California. He lives, I think, not too far from that Thunderbird subdivision where Sinatra lived and Gerald Ford lived. Mike, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Mike. See, Dan laughs, but he's only jealous because even though he does Tom Brokaw and Nicholson, he can't do Gerald Ford.
Right, yeah.
I'm Gerald Ford.
Thank you. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. Those are two people, two guys who are financial advisors who've been with Stifel Nicolaus for 27 years. If you think you don't need financial advice because you don't have $10 million, you are misguided. If you think the only people that use financial advisors are really, really wealthy people like the Clintons, you are misguided. If you have $25,000 or more, you, unless you're an expert yourself, would be smart to get somebody else's advice and see what they think about what you might want to do with the money. And there are a lot of things that go into this and should be considered. What's your risk tolerance level? How old are you? How much longer would you be working? And then on down the line. And they'll go through all that with you. But you're going to have to call them and make the move. They're not coming after you. So if you have $25,000 or more, and it could be $100,000 or $1 million, and it could be 401k money, maybe you're changing jobs, very important that you move that money the right way within the proper timeline, or you get penalized for that. And they know all about that stuff. So even if you have a financial advisor, my advice would be get a second opinion from Mark and Jason. Compare the two and see how you feel about what they think. Can't hurt. MarkandJason.com.
Let's get our final check on traffic. Here's Tim Wild.
Well, things aren't really winding down very well. You've got a new accident. It's on westbound 70 east of Air Flight, and traffic is backing up now, approaching Highway 170. We have still stop-and-go traffic in eastbound 270 approaching McDonald through New Florissant. That's causing northbound 170 to still jam up from Highway 70 to 270. Southbound 170, we're slowing from Del Mar down through Highway 40. On southbound 270, it's running a little bit better. It's just off the pace now between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, no change there. Things are really stacked up from Kings Highway through McCausland. You're heavy again from Lindbergh out through Mason and from Long Road to the Boone Bridge. And on eastbound 40, just a little heavy approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge on eastbound 64, you're slow from the 70 split almost out to Highway 255. This report brought to you by SSM, Cardinal Glenn and Children's Medical Center. Their nationally ranked cardiology and heart surgery program, having the best. Another way their love for kids just keeps on growing at SSM Cardinal Glenn and Children's Medical Center. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We at KTRS would like to ask you for a favor.
John Beaver, one of our own, has been fighting the effects of double pneumonia for some months now.
He continues to battle, and there are signs he is getting better.
We would like to ask you for your good thoughts and prayers.
We know this request is unusual, and we know some of you don't pray.
And that's okay. We understand.
But for those of you who do, we would ask that you keep our dear friend and colleague John Beaver in your prayers as he continues his fight.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Don't miss the gigantic garage sale this Friday and Saturday at St. Michael's Parish on Sutherland Road near Laclede Station Road in Shrewsbury. Proceeds from the garage sale benefit Melissa's Hope Orphanage in Haiti.
Mobil Super Motor Oil has been tested and proven to help extend the life of your engine by protecting against sludge and wear. Keep your car on the road longer with Mobil Super.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
All right, everything we messed up today, where we fell short, we're going to fix it tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a perfect show. You'll see. Be with us. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. Well, when the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said, or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed.